when we first met him, I asked him a little bit about his life, and it turned out he was a foster child, and he said a sentence that just kind of seared into my soul. He said, "This is the first time in 10 years that I haven't had to worry about a roof over my head." And he was 19 years old.
Andrea Brunet is a writer and editor at Virginia Tech who works in Blacksburg during the week and commutes home to West Virginia, where her husband lives, on weekends. They have four grown children of their own.
My husband and I, maybe a little bit naively, thought that, well, we have something to offer here in the way of guidance and counseling, and we could connect him with social services.
He is Jesse Ray Lewis. Born to addicted parents, he became a drug dealer himself. He had no experience of anything else in his life.
So that's what we provided, just kind of a reality check, because he had no idea of what this world was like. He said when he first walked into the mission, he was cold, he was hungry, and he looked in and saw people smiling and laughing and working, and that seemed like such an alien world to him. And so we were kind of trying to be the ushers to show him that he could be in that world as well.
The couple soon discovered he had a talent for something they never expected. Hal Gibson is Brene's husband.
Hal saw a scrap of crumpled up paper on the floor, and he picked it up and opened it up and looked at it, and there were words on it. So he asked Jesse Ray, "Well, what's this?" And Jesse Ray says, "I scribble things down all the time." So Hal showed some of this writing to me, and I was blown away. And I talked to Jesse Ray and said, "Look, you've got some talent here, and you've got something to write about." He couldn't believe me. I mean, on some level, I don't think he ever believed that he had talent or he could write something that someone else would want to read. And I've had grown people who have dealt with all kinds of gritty jobs who have been brought to tears by his poetry.
Brunet brought the poems to a publisher in Christiansburg.
I showed her the poetry, and like everyone else, she was totally moved by it. But poetry doesn't make people a lot of money. And so I said, "You know, if you want to publish this poetry, I would be willing to write the story of how this evolves."
Andrea Brunet's book came out last month. So did Jesse Ray Lewis's book of poetry. But at this point, no one is quite sure where he is.
And I never got a chance to ask him, because I was still in Blacksburg, why he walked away from it all. Because he just left the area, and the next thing we knew, he was in a homeless shelter in Beckley. And had he gone to the community college, he would have had a $5,000 grant from the federal government. He could have gotten an apartment, he could have bought a car, and he never showed up at the end of August for classes.
Brunet's book is called Hillbilly Drug Baby. She knows it's a controversial term, but she chose to use the word hillbilly to continue what's become a new exploration of its meaning in literature, culture, and the path of one young man who tried, at least for a time, to escape its negative connotation. Brunet will read from her book this Saturday at the Barnes & Noble in Christiansburg, beginning at noon. I'm Robbie Harris.